With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Hurricane Center Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Pash says Tropical Storm Debbie was back over the Atlantic Ocean this morning, but it will move to the Carolinas again before heading north.
Eventually, the center will probably move back onto the coast of the Carolinas by tonight or early Thursday, and then move across the Carolinas on Thursday and Friday. It may strengthen a little bit. The maximum winds are near 45 miles per hour. Could strengthen some. We are not forecasting it to become a hurricane again.
The system has already stirred up tornadoes and submerged streets and waist-high floodwaters. Debbie made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast early Monday as a hurricane. At least six people have died. Also at SRNNews.com, GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Democratic Presidential nominee Kamala Harris's track record on border security is abysmal.
I can't believe that anyone would actually think that you should open up the American southern border to all of these criminals, you should let them commit crimes in our communities, and then you should refuse to deport them afterwards, and that's exactly what Kamala Harris has done.
Vance spoke at a campaign rally in Michigan this morning during a first of two stops. He'll also be in Wisconsin. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz spending their first full day as running mates in Wisconsin and Michigan. Missouri voters have chosen Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe to be the Republican nominee for governor. Kehoe beat Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft and State Senator Bill Eigel to win the state's primary on Tuesday. Stocks bouncing higher as a bit more fear washes out of global markets following their steep slides that began last week. The Dow is up 230 points now. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are on alert.
As Tropical Storm Debbie plows across the southeast, organizations such as Samaritan's Purse and Baptist Disaster Relief are marshaling volunteers and supplies to bring help wherever it's needed. Baptist Press quotes leaders of Baptist relief groups in Florida and Georgia who say they're waiting to see just what the storm does and where before committing their resources. Immediate relief will include the providing of food and shelter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. The Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda, especially amongst children, and legalize recreational marijuana use. This is SRN News. Another member of the congressional group known as the Squad has lost a Democratic primary over criticism of Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack. Norman Hall reports.
Incumbent Missouri Representative Cori Bush has been defeated by St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell. In June, another Squad member, Representative Jamal Bowman, lost to George Latimer, a pro-Israel centrist. Bell's campaign received a big boost from the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, whose Super Political Action Committee, United Democracy Project, spent $8.5 million to oust Bush. She was targeted after repeated criticism of Israel's military response to the October 7th Hamas attack. Bush responded by saying that the donors behind AIPAC support former President Donald Trump and other Republicans. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.